Algernon, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. We are kicking things off this week talking about something downtown that is being described by many people as an eyesore. This seems to be a really popular story that you all have reported on there at the Sun News. Can you share an update on that?
Sure. Downtown is being rebuilt and revitalized. And at the corner of Amador and Main, which is kind of the southern gateway to downtown, you have this frame of a building that has been sitting there since about 2010. That's when the building permits expired. They started to build something there and stopped, and it's just been sitting there ever since. And it's been referred to as the eyesore, although to be honest with you, I stopped noticing it. For me, it was invisible, but for the neighbors, it's not invisible. It's actually right across the street from the brand new Convention Center and Visitors Bureau, as well as the new Amador Center, which is this complex of restaurants and bars that they're building downtown.
Now, you mentioned those places. There are a lot of people that are excited in the community about that development. So I imagine the folks who are investing in that development would like to see something done with this so-called eyesore.
Absolutely. The property is owned by John Hoffman, who lives in El Paso. He's owned it since 2008. And the property is leased by Bob Pofall of the Las Cruces Community Partners, who are also developing the new Amador Center. They would love to use that property, and everybody would love for them to use that property. In fact, last year, the city of Las Cruces explored possibly buying that property back so that they could do something with it instead of having this building frame and all this trash just sitting there. Now, local comedian and sort of impresario entrepreneur Tommy Black had something he was trying to get going. He wanted to open three restaurants in there. That fell through. So now Bob Pofall, the person who's leasing the property, is talking to someone. He's keeping the details hush-hush, but he says he's negotiating with someone that wants to build a kind of a restaurant and deli in there, as well as some kind of specialty stores. And our reporter Blake Kumprecht had a big story on that last week.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing an update on that. We do have some news about a new business moving into downtown. Can you share with us what that business will be?
This is a new venture called Ganymede Games. They develop computer games, video games for PCs and Macs. And the founders of this company used to work on League of Legends and for a couple of other very large gaming companies. So they seem to know what they're doing. They've got some investment capital. The state kicked in some of the Local Economic Development Act funds, LEDA funds, that they used to kind of sweeten the deal and entice businesses to come. The city of Las Cruces is also investing, and they came up with a package that got Ganymede to come downtown.
All right, that's very cool and exciting news. We are going to move on and talk about a local business that was popular with NMSU students. That business near the university is closing its doors.
Dublin's Street Pub and Grill in the Pan Am Plaza across from campus. That's the corner of Locust and University. Very popular watering hole, local place. Occasionally made the news because of fights that went down in there. That was an establishment that figured prominently in the Tai Chan murder trial, as well as some other incidents that happened. Yeah, and of course, a very popular hangout for students. And they closed abruptly and kind of mysteriously. The owners haven't wanted to talk to press. Not only have I been chasing them, but the NMSU Roundup, which has been a step ahead of me, and I got to tip my hat to them for their good reporting on this. Dublin's has closed. The properties inside the merchandise in the building has been auctioned off. And there's speculation about what business is coming to that space, but no confirmation as of yet.
Okay, let's move on and talk about something statewide. The Facebook data center opened. That's obviously was a big news event when they broke ground there and brought them into the state. So what's happening there? How many jobs? Things like that.
This was announced with a lot of fanfare in 2016. This is a very large data center that Facebook had built in Los Lunas to store data, all of our private information and our photos and cat videos and stuff. 1,100 construction jobs have gone into building this place, and it's still going. They're going to be building for a few more years. 150 employees and contractors there now, eventually 300. But what's notable also also about this is that the state really invested big in getting them to come here, as well as the village of Los Lunas waiving property taxes for 30 years in lieu of some fees. They got a lot of concessions in order to bring them here, and there's always this political debate about what is the economic benefit versus how much we perhaps are using public money to bribe companies to come in and advance their interests.
Obviously, a conversation that will be taking place in not only Santa Fe, but many communities around our state. Algernon, thank you so much for joining us and keeping us updated on the Monday Business Watch.
Ciao.